وعن عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه كان يقول دبر كل صلاة حين يصلي. Still in this kitab of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, at the beginning we read the ayats which showed the importance, necessity and great value and virtues of zikr. Then the various hadith we have read which shows the different types of zikr that one should make. Further, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that it was the common habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after finishing his namaz, then he used to read La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, that there is no other deity worthy of worship but Allah, he is only one and he has no partner. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, all sovereignty belongs to him and so does all praise. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he has got power over each and everything. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no turning away from evil and no power to do good but by Allah Ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he is only one, there is no other Allah besides him. وَلَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, and we only worship him. لَهُ النِّعْمَةُ وَلَهُ الْفَضْلِ, all ni'mats are from Allah and for him is gracious and greatness. وَلَهُ الثَّنَاءُ الْحُسْنِ, and all beautiful praises are only for Allah Ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, and deen should be made purely, solely, only for Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, no matter how much the non-believers dislike it, that they wanted shirk, that you must worship the idols also, but for nothing and nobody but only for Allah Ta'ala belongs all these great qualities. قَالَ إِبْنُ زُبَيْرِ, Hazrat Ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُحَلِّلُ بِهِنَّ دُبَرَ كُلَّ صَلَاتٍ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always say these words after every namaz, and he should sort of sing these words, not really singing, but he should repeat it in a murmur in this way. So this is also one great zikr to be made after namaz. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن فقراء المهاجرين أتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا, حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, the poor مهاجرين, the people who made hijrat from Makkah Sharif and came to Medina Sharif, and they were generally poor people who left all their wealth and treasure in Makkah and came with nothing to Medina. They came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqalu, and said, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالدَّرَجَاتِ الْعُلَى وَالنَّعِيمِ الْمُقِيمِ, that the rich people have taken all the high places and all the great enjoyments and ni'mats of Jannat. يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي, and how is it that they have gone more ahead than us, the poor people? The rich people are gone further ahead, that they make namaz as we make namaz. وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ, and as we keep roza, they also keep roza. وَلَهُمْ فَضْلٌ مِنْ أَمْوَالٍ, but they've got one virtue above us, that they have got wealth. We are poor, we haven't got wealth. And because of that wealth of theirs, يَحُجُّون, they make hajj. We haven't got wealth, we can't make hajj. وَيَعْتَمِرُون, they go for umrah over and over, we can't, we haven't got money. وَيُجَاهِدُون, they go for jihad, they've got money to go out for jihad, we haven't got. وَيَتَصَدَّقُون, and they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they give charity, they give zakat, we are poor, we can't do all these things. And the other things what we do, they also doing, so therefore they have gone ahead of us. فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ, that should I not teach you something, if you will do that, you, those who have gone before you, who have gone in front, you will reach them, you will catch up with them, you won't be left behind. وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ, and those who are behind you, you will lead them, you will be far in front. Nobody will beat you in front, and those from the back, you will beat them already all the time, even if you are poor. وَلَا يَكُونَ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعَتُمْ. And nobody will be more virtuous than you, but those that do similar than what I'm going to tell you to do. Otherwise, you will beat all the rich people in spite of all their wealth, their Hajj, their Umrah. You are poor people, but you will beat them also. قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They were very eager. They say, please, O Allah's Rasul, tell us, what is that we can do by which we can catch up with the rich people and we can beat them and they cannot reach us? قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تسبحون وتحمدون وتكبرون. That read, سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر خلف كل صلاة ثلاثة وثلاثين. 33 times after every namaz, all the 5 times namaz, after every namaz, read 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, in Allahu Akbar. قال أبو صالح راوي عن أبي هريرة. Hazrat Abu Salih radiyallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator, he narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَمَّا سُئِلَ عَنْ كَيْفِيَةِ ذِكْرِهِنْ. That how should this words be read? The Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Qal yaqul Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. That a person should say these three words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, hatta yakuna minhunna kulluhunna thalathu wa thalathin. Until they are 33, each one of them. So they can be read in this way, that a person reads Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah 33 times, which is the common way that we read. The same way Alhamdulillah and the same way Allahu Akbar. Or a person can read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. In this way make it 33 times. Either way, the more common way, and in more ahadith it comes to read each word 33 times, then the next one 33 times, then the next one 33 times. In the narration of Muslim, further it comes, فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. The poor muhajirin, the poor sahaba, came back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they had another problem, they were facing another dilemma. فَقَالُوا, and they said, سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْلُ الْأَمْوَالِ بِمَا فَعَلْنَا فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ. Our rich brothers heard what we are doing, reading this tasbih 33 times, and we are going very far ahead. And those days all were eager. The rich people also started reading, the rich sahaba. So again they beat the poor sahaba and they went further ahead. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Those are the graces of Allah, He gives it to whom He wants to. If they are also doing the rich people, again they are beating the poor people, and that is that upon every individual's effort, he goes further ahead. May Allah also make us keen to follow every aspect of deen and acquire the great treasures of akhirat, which will be forever and which are the real treasures. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.